Success is to get what you want. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Success is to get what you want. Now, the big question is, what do you want? What do you want? What would make you happy? What would make you fulfilled? What would make you feel that life has really been meaningful to you? Would you feel happy if you were very wealthy? Would you feel happy if you were healthy? Would you feel happy if you had lots of friends? Would you feel happy if you were able to travel and go everywhere you want to go? Would you feel happy if you had a wonderful family filled with joyous people, always loving one another and gentle to one another and kind to one another? Would you feel happy if you had a work relationship that something that kept you busy, something that thrilled you, something that excited you? Would you feel happy if you had a situation where you were able to do anything you wanted to do, anything you wanted to do? Would you feel happy? And the answer is probably no. We are only happy when we feel good inside of ourselves, when we feel that life is a wonderful experience, when we feel that it's a joyous day, when we look outside and we see the sun shining and we see the trees glistening in the sun, we see the rain falling, we see the snow, and we delight in the first snow. Always that first snow is so delightful. We delight in the first snow. We delight in everything. We delight in the first step of our baby. We delight in the first wonderful comment that we hear from someone who says, "Hey, that's a good job. That's beautifully done." But first, we delight because we gave it to ourselves. First, we delight because we said to ourselves, "Oh, look, the baby is walking. Oh, look, that was a wonderful thing they said. Oh, look, how wonderful the world is. Look, the sun is shining. Look, look, the rain is falling. Look." His sister reached over and picked him up when he was hurting. Isn't that lovely? Oh, look. And you see, it already is happening. It's already taking place. It's already being. It's just a matter of our, oh, looking. It's just a matter of our being aware of it. Success is to get what you want. Now, what is it that you want? None of us know what we want. Oh, we like to do certain things. We say, "I would be a success if I had lots of money. I'd be a success if my business were good, if my family relationships were good. I'd be a success if I had friends. I'd be a success if I did all this or that, or my piece of art sold. I'd be a success." Well, would I? Would I really? What makes for success? Success is to get what you want. Now, what is it that you want? What is it that would make you happy? What is it that would fulfill you? What is it that would uplift you? What is it that would excite you? Always a good question, isn't it? What is it that would excite you? Well, what would excite you is whatever the moment says to you, "Isn't that wonderful?" Whatever the moment says to you, "That is wonderful." Whatever the moment says to you, "Life is grand. Life is beautiful. Life is wonderful." How many times have you looked at life and said, "Ah, I feel so relaxed. I feel so peaceful." How many times have you looked at life and said, "Wow, now that was a lovely movie. That just had all the nuances that made me feel very satisfied. I like that movie because it had values in it, because it had the feeling of goodness. And, oh, they could have gone on and done something different, but they didn't. They went on and did the thing that would bring about right action and peace and truth." Well, it's true the movie might not have been resolved as you had thought it might be resolved, because you thought it would be resolved in the contemporary way, in the normal manner, but it was resolved in a special little twist. And that's what makes good stories good. It was resolved in a special little way that made you feel very good. You just felt good about it. You just felt clean and nice seeing the movie and seeing the activities that these people were involved in and seeing what their values were and seeing how they lived their life. Well, you know, as we look at the values and the lives of others and we say, isn't that nice? We could begin to look at our own life and say about everything that we do, that is so nice. That is so wonderful. As we begin to praise ourselves consciously for things that we do consciously, for ways that we act consciously, for ideals that we have consciously, then we truly are a success, because we're getting what we want. And what we want is to be our highest and our best. Now, who knows what their highest and best is? It's always been a good question. Who knows what their highest and best is? But your highest and your best, my highest and my best, is when I get what I want, when I'm a success, when I feel good about whatever I have engaged myself in, whatever I have done, when I feel good about it, then I'm a success. If I have taken a seed and put it in a little pot and given it just the right amount of sun, the right amount of water, the right amount of caring, the right amount of nurturing, the right amount of loving, and the seed grows, and the seed comes up little by little, and each day I look at the seed and I bless it and I say, you're doing fine, you're doing wonderful. Now, does the seed need the blessing? No, but I do. I need to know that I am looking at that seed and encouraging it to be all that it can be. Because as I encourage that seed to be all that it can be, I am encouraging me to be all that I can be. I am encouraging me to grow and expand, to unfold and reveal all that I am. And as I encourage this in myself and in the seed and in all that I'm working with, great things happen. Great things happen. Every time I say to another person, that was a job well done. You did a nice thing. Instead of complaining, oh, it's easy to complain. That's something we've trained ourselves in too easily. We complain too readily. We say, you didn't put the milk on the table. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. Well, start saying what you did do. Hey, you put the sugar on the table, you put the coffee on the table, you put the salt on the table, you put everything on the table. It's so wonderful. Oh, you set the table so beautifully. It's such a pleasure to sit down at the table and eat, because everything is set so nicely. Have you ever done that? Have I done that? When we do that, then we are showing ourselves that we like ourselves. Then we are living in a successful world. Is your world successful in being that you are getting what you want? In being that it is a fulfilling, rewarding world? Is your world successful, telling you that everything is in divine order? Are you looking at your world and looking for everything to be in divine order and to be wonderful? If you are, then you're on the right track. If you are, then success is yours right now. For every moment that we applaud the world about us and tell the world about us that it is good and very good, we have created that. We've given the applause. Whenever we tell anyone that they're a lovely person, then we are a lovely person, because it takes a lovely person to see a lovely person. Every time we see everything right in our world, everything we see, everything that we want happening, then we can be sure that we are a wonderful, fabulous, beautiful success. And will always be a success. For it is done unto us according to our belief. It is done unto us according to the way we think our thoughts, speak our word, and act. How do you think, speak, and act? How do I think, speak, and act? Is every thought, every word, every action I do a pleasure to me? If it is, then my life is truly a wonderful success. And right now, join me in this awareness of this success that I am enjoying every moment of my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.